Hare Krishna. Just starting to get ready to leave, since we're leaving day after tomorrow for Hungary. Which we're going to start putting away the Shalagram Shilas and the Jagannath and the hats. And we leave on the 6th morning and go to Calcutta, and then next morning from there go to Delhi, and then catch another plane and go to Vienna, and from there go to Hungary, Budapest. And then we'll come back towards the end of January. I was thinking how this area here, by here meaning where we are right now, is it's very close to a place called Mayimara Kshetra, which is the field, Kshetra, or the place where the demon Maya met his death. That was at the hands of Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram was touring the sacred places of pilgrimage. Then he came to Mayapur. And Mayapur is an eternal pilgrimage place. And he knew that this was where Krishna was going to appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the future. And he was going to also come here, although Lord Balaram took birth in Ekachakra, which is quite a distance away, and in a place called Ratadesh, or a place where Ganges doesn't flow. And it's not that the Ganges is there and it's not flowing, it's just that there's no Ganges there to flow. And then he moved on and continued on, and actually went back to Kurukshetra. Although I don't think it's exactly from here. And of course that's part of Krishna's mission, paritanam sadhanam vinasa chadushkritam, is disposing of demons. And interestingly enough, Krishna doesn't just dispose of demons, he also disposes of devotees. We'll get to that in a little bit. And he does it directly, he does it through other expansions, or he does it through his devotees. When Krishna was in Vrindavan, then all of Kamsa's accomplices who lived in the area of Mathura, then one by one, you know, as Krishna was able to entice them to come into Vrindavan, then they came to Vrindavan and they were just all killed there. Then, after they were all finished, Krishna, of course, went and killed Kamsa. And Kamsa's two wives were Jarasandha's daughters. And Jarasandha was the king of Magadha, which is present-day Bihar. And that's sort of in between Mayapur, in between Bengal and Uttar Pradesh, or in between Mayapur and Vrindavan. And he had lots of armies, amazing the size of these armies, these people amassed. I guess it's similar to today. And so he brought 18 different armies to Mathura, and one after another, Krishna killed them all. Then, of course, Krishna moved to Dwarka, and after moving to Dwarka, then Krishna traveled to different places, and there were other demons that he disposed of. But of course, the real main event was Kurukshetra War, and that was arranged because, of course, Yudhishthira Maharaj was the legal emperor of the world. And since that was up for, at least Duryodhan wouldn't relinquish the throne, therefore it had to be settled, and settled in a battle. They tried to avert it, but they couldn't. So in that way, all of these kings from all over the world came to Kurukshetra, and they perished by the millions, perhaps even by the tens of millions. And of course, still there were others in other locations. It seems like this Mayasura is one of them. And so Balaram took advantage, just like when he went to Naimisharanya, there was a demon Balbal over there, so he killed him. And then, of course, when Krishna really considered, now our job is done. Actually, it was Lord Brahma who came and informed them. He says, well, I prayed for you to come, and it seems that you've completed your mission, so now you can go, which is quite an interesting thing to do, tell Krishna that he can leave, and because we don't know what was the planning and discussion behind it that Lord Brahma did and how he was going to do it, but anyway, he did it. And so taking advantage of that opportunity, then Krishna decided that, yes, well, he's not staying here forever. He was here for 125 years on the planet. And so then he decided to leave. But, and that was the part about Krishna also disposes of devotees. I guess dispose isn't the proper word, but Krishna was thinking that the Yadus, who were either they were his eternal associates, many were demigods, some were sadhana siddhas, and so on. So, but they were, they had no equal. They were unconquerable. And how, I haven't particularly read how, it mentions that they're proud. They're proud of their strength. That they could also pose a threat to the world order. Although, of course, with Kali Yuga coming on, there's so many, it was inevitable. But anyway, Krishna, and there had to be some way in which they also returned the demigods to their posts, Krishna's associates back to Godhead, and so Krishna arranged this Mausala Leela, which is a very interesting pastime. It's sort of unique amongst the pastimes, and of course that's when the Yadus went to Prabhas to perform some sacrifice to ward off inauspiciousness, which really came from Krishna's arrangement. Krishna already decided that it was time to go. So there were these inauspicious symptoms. Although it's not really possible for there to be inauspicious symptoms in Dwarka. And that's how Uddhava figured out that these bad symptoms taking place, this must be because Krishna's leaving and he's allowing the material energy to come in. So they went to Prabhas, they argued, and they fought, and they killed each other. But the details of how that takes place, it's supposed to be like a magician's trick, like a magic trick. In other words, it happened in a way different than what it appears to have happened, but the end result was the same, that they all left. And at that time, Arjun arrived. He already came after, because Yudhishthira Maharaj had sent him there. And 7 days after that event, in which Krishna and Balaram also left and went back to Godhead, then Dwarka also sank into the sea. So Arjun had that time to get everyone together, at least those who were left alive, and he brought them to Hastinapur, although he was sort of humiliated on the way by being defeated by some cowherd men. And of course, those cowherd men weren't ordinary cowherd men. They were Krishna's expansions, where they were empowered by Krishna. And they took some of the queens, not all of the queens, those who were demigoddesses, because of course the women didn't go to fight, or the women didn't go to that sacrifice, they remained. So they went back like that to their abode. And then finally, when Yudhishthira Maharaj got this news, then he decided, all right then, if Krishna's going, we're also going. And that's described in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam gives a little synopsis of the Mahabharata. So, paritanaya sadhanam vina chatuskitam. Krishna makes arrangement for everyone to go. Everything's temporary in this material world. You never know when it's time. Therefore, one has to be prepared. So, here, this Mayasura's time came, and Lord Balaram therefore disposed of him. Hare Krishna.